Live from NHPR News, I'm Rick Gamley. Business groups and housing advocates are uniting behind a new effort to ease the state's housing crisis. NHPR's Josh Rogers has details.
The Housing Supply Coalition, which includes the Business and Industry Association, New Hampshire Realtors, and Home Builders, took to the State House Tuesday to promote a range of housing policies now pending in Concord. Business and Industry Association President Mike Skelton said the housing crunch is putting the state's economic future at risk.
If we do not ensure that our state can continue to attract and retain people and talent for our workforce, we will not be able to compete economically.
Skelton urged lawmakers to limit land use restrictions, streamline regulation, and boost funding for affordable housing initiatives. Later this week, the New Hampshire House will vote on bills to allow more homeowners to build detached accessory dwelling units and to make it easier to site manufactured homes. Josh Rogers, NHPR News.
Maine's Commissioner of Marine Resources is warning about the direct impacts of newly imposed tariffs on Canadian imports. Maine sends about $200 million worth of lobster each year to Canada, where it's processed and sent back to the U.S. or to third markets. Marine Resources Commissioner Pat Keller says the tariffs could trigger major cuts in what Maine lobstermen are paid for their catch.
The only way for this to be made up on the cost perspective is at the boat price. And so I am very concerned going into this year that we are going to see all-time low boat prices. And if we see with the declining volume of lobster, we will see potentially hundreds of people going out of business because of these tariffs.
In response, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced a first round of tariffs on U.S. imports that went into effect on Tuesday. Lobster was not on that list, but Trudeau has promised additional rounds of retaliatory tariffs. The Newport School Board will spend up to $75,000 to take care of a bat infestation at a local elementary school. The Valley News reports the colony was discovered in January after bats began swooping on staff members. The money had to be allocated from funds that would have gone towards staff salaries for positions that have not been filled. The district has already spent $21,000 on the problem. Bats are federally protected, and removal can only happen with approved methods. In sports, ahead of Friday's NHL trade deadline, the Bruins dealt forward Trent Frederick to Edmonton as part of a three-way deal with the Oilers and Devils. In return, the Bruins got a second-round pick this year and a 21-year-old prospect. The question now is, will Boston deal captain Brad Marchand, who is currently ruled week-to-week because of injury? Meanwhile, Nashville handily beat the Bruins 6-3 last night. The Celtics are on home court tonight with the Trail Blazers. Our forecast, clouds and breezy conditions today. A few rain showers are possible this morning. It'll become more numerous later in the day, between 40 and 55. Periods of rain on and off tonight and mild. It'll be in the 40s. The showers taper off Thursday morning. A windy afternoon, 45 to near 60 tomorrow.